Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, share number 111. That's Bais Pnimi, share for men, share number 111. We're going to continue the theme that we just started to talk about in the last share. This concept of good sex automatically happens, that you don't need to take responsibility for the quality of your sexual life with your wife, is a myth perpetuated by many TV shows, many movies, where men and women, usually unmarried, find themselves attracted irresistibly to each other, and within minutes, it seems, they have passionate, erotic sex, and it just happens. And people watch this, couples may watch this, and boys and girls may watch this, and they want to have that kind of gut-grabbing sex like they see on the screen. Of course, it's extremely unrealistic. It doesn't just happen. In marriage, if there's a deep relationship and you want to occasionally get to a point where you want to experience in a healthy way these type of things, that's one thing. But this idea that this is what it is so destructive. Because what it is in order to have the exhilarating, fulfilling sexual experience, it takes deliberate action. Deliberate action doesn't mean sexual techniques, but it means working on your character to be a mensch in marriage overall, and including how to handle this responsibly. If you are coming from a real Torah home, a warm, nurturing home that promotes hard work ethic, setting goals, attaining healthy goals, working towards love and respect. They always saw that parents have a healthy marriage. And how marital and sexual happiness is a goal. Yes, sexual happiness is also a goal. And when you have that connected with all aspects of healthy emotional well-being in the right way, then a good sex life will naturally flow from such a relationship. If you and your wife come into marriage as a secure and confident individuals with healthy view of sexuality, with realistic expectations and knowing the basics of sexuality, or learning about it with each other in a healthy way through medical means, not through non-kosher destructive means, then you will naturally share an intense sexual gratification with each other without that much effort. Healthy couples can have healthy sex by doing what comes naturally. You don't have to be Einstein. You don't have to be specially equipped with whatever you think you're equipped with. Two normal human beings, healthy, have the right hashkafas, right attitude, maturity when it comes to this area, can thrive. The idea being that you have different types of people. There's some that are sexually naive, even after they're married, which is not good. They not need to be understanding of sexuality with the right hadracha, of course. If it's too ashamed or restricted, it will be destructive. If it's too open, it will be destructive. You need to find the natural, healthy balance, that the genitals are a bracha from Hashem. It's a keli. It's a gift. It's an aver that Hashem made like any other aver. It has all the chachma of Hashem in it with his deepest plans. And yes, there's a natural pleasure-producing aspect to it. There's aspects to it that's obviously private. It will become an important part of any husband. And to have a healthy attitude towards that. And very often, people without proper education or just wrong hashkafas in their head, they don't have the right mindset of what sexuality is. So that's one problem. Another problem one needs to realize is that when you have an immaturity when it comes to sexual aspects, when you are like a little boy in a candy shop, when you want sex all the time, and that eagerness, the sexual eagerness, which is natural to men, but to recognize what the deep aspects of it really is. It could be biological, like animalistic. But if you recognize that the sexual eagerness is often a way of deep down wanting to seek love, then you'll look at it differently. And you'll be willing to handle it in a more mature way. Men very often don't understand why doesn't their wives want the same thing as them. But they often, your wives, will feel used rather than loved by your pursuit if you don't pursue the right way. In other words, your eagerness pushes her away. I fell into that trap. I'm sure all of you fell into this trap at some points in your marriage, where the biological urge and the eagerness of it went a little too far to a point of insensitivity. It's something we need to work on. It's no crime to have this. It's no crime to have that pull or to be visually oriented and to want to be in a healthy way with your wife. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to recognize the eagerness for what it is, and you need to know how to channel it. Men are more likely to connect and experience love through sex, while women are apt to want sex as a consequence of feeling loved and connected. That is a core primary difference between a male and a female, generally speaking. Men connect and feel loved through sex, and women desire sex as a consequence of feeling loved and connected. A woman needs to feel desired, but she also needs room to experience her own desire, which takes time. If you always ask before she gets a chance to do the asking, she may respond as an expression of love, but over time, her sexual intensity will dwindle. So when you're tempted to ask or pursue, you try affirming and connecting emotionally first, in a very real way. Your interest in your wife validates her, but it can't be purely sexual interest. That is really important. For those husbands that don't have that in them, they're not so sexually oriented towards their wives, they need to learn to be so, because otherwise she'll feel neglected or negated. But the overemphasis is also a problem. Because a wife is validated by her husband's sexual interest if that is expressed through connection, through affirmation, not because of just a pursuit of an expression of a need. So there has to be a healthy balance there. It's okay to express your need, but it's important to have the overall focus of the connective relationship. A wife is affirmed by her husband's sexual interest if it's expressed by connecting with her emotionally as well and delighting in her rather than just pursuing her body, which it looks like to her that that's what it is. The idea that's brought down is as follows. Honor is at the heart of all loving relationships. Honor, giving covet, giving respect, is the heart of a sexual relationship. A true one. The honor or covet with Hashem, with your wife, with your children, with your employers, with your co-workers, to honor someone means you're attaching a high value to that person. It's a decision we make regarding our feelings. When we decide to honor someone, we're saying that the person is extremely valuable to us, is extremely valuable to us, and extremely important to us. When we don't communicate how much we value your wife, and you express your sexual interest solely by focusing on your needs or on her body, she will feel used. She will feel used. John Gray writes, he's the one, the man, Mars, woman, Venus thing, which, you know, people stereotype it, but there is some wisdom in that book. And he writes there, which is a true statement, that men are often motivated by feeling needed, and women are motivated by feeling cherished. That's why most men often try to initiate sex with their wives, because by expressing their need, they're expressing their love that way. And men think women, like they are motivated by being needed, and that doesn't work. It doesn't work. But you can get both you and her needs met if you recognize that difference. Now, she'll say, and it's not really fair for her to say it, that all men ever want is sex. And that's the only thing on their minds. Not necessarily true, but the truth is to them, that's what it looks like, because biologically, men are more visually oriented and more stimulated easily to want to do that act. So she's not wrong that that's all they want. It's more complicated than that, and it's not fair, you may say, for her to look at you at like you're one-dimensional that way. And she needs to be in the BPWs. We try to explain to her the biology and how it works, of just the simple biology, to be more understanding of it. But on our end, we have to understand also that when women look at us this way, it makes sense that they look at us this way, because they are, generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, very different. They don't respond that way. She says, why doesn't he ever remember what I tell him? And you say, all she wants to do is share. It's sort of like a lack of connection, of understanding each other's needs. Or she says, if he just touched me the way I asked him. And you say, she got turned on when I did that yesterday. And again, every time is different. Just because she got turned on with something yesterday doesn't mean she'll get turned on today. And just like she doesn't mean that she got, you know, more open to it the day before, doesn't mean today is a different day. And she may be slightly more tired, a little more stressed, and it'll take more time to get her to where she needs to get for you to touch her a certain way. And without getting defensive, you explain this to each other, it'll avoid a lot of heartache. And all you do is wait a little, be more patient, and when she's ready, and then it'll go. And if one night it doesn't go, it's not the end of the world. It won't be as, quote unquote, great as you thought it would be for that night. And that's okay. Perfectly fine. The understanding of that and the overall relationship creates that ultimately it will become good. Just like in the temperatures of the room. You know, you like it cold in the room. She likes it hot in the room. You want to go to bed quickly. She wants to spend what seems like an hour preparing. You like it to be on time. She'd rather look nicer and be late to meet you. You get aroused when she touches you in certain ways in private areas, and she pushes your hand away when you come into the kitchen and grab her breasts or stroke her. She'd love sitting on the couch and have an evening and a cuddle and kiss, and then you think to yourself, why does she want to kiss and get all excited if she doesn't want to have sex? This is normal types of miscommunications that often happen. And you like an eager wife, and she'd like a non-demanding husband. And the list could go and go on and on and on to explain the various different hormonal differences between and sexual differences between a man and a woman overall, which we're going to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, in the upcoming shiur. But the idea being of what we're trying to say over here is, and based on the previous shiur, is not to take it personal, to learn how to change our, as hard as it is, our outlook on the sexuality in the relationship with one's own wife, to give her more time and space, to emotionally connect, to hold back that automatic pilot knee-jerk reaction to want to touch her here and there right away, and to hold back until she's ready very often. You know, that doesn't mean once in a while you decide you're going to, you know, get to that mode. That's different. But overall, this is the way it needs to be. But going back to one point we mentioned before, your interest in her, your real interest in her, not just sexual interest. Your sexual interest has to be paired with overall healthy, full emotional interest. That's what validates her. If it's just sexual, it's not going to work. Again, I'm going to repeat what was mentioned earlier. A wife is validated by her husband's sexual interest if that is expressed through connection and through affirmation rather than the pursuit of an expression or a need. And once we acclimate to this, over time, we will see how our sexual experiences with our wives will improve dramatically. Bracha and Hatzlacha.